Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 to 14. Ecclesiastes 7, 1 to 14. A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Frustration is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. It is better to heed the rebuke of a wise person than to listen to the song of fools. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless. Extortion turns a wise person into a fool, and a bribe corrupts the heart. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Do not say, "Why were the old days better than these?" For it is not wise to ask such questions. Wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing and benefits those who see the sun. Wisdom is a shelter, as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves those who have it. Consider what God has done. Who can strengthen what he has made crooked? When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this: God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. My theme for reflection is the paradox of true wisdom. The paradox of true wisdom. Ecclesiastes 7, 1 to 14 challenges conventional ideas of what is good in life by offering surprising and often counterintuitive wisdom. The preacher frequently uses the word good in ways that seem paradoxical, such as stating that the day of death is better than the day of birth. This is not to glorify death, but rather to encourage reflection on the transient nature of life. By confronting our mortality, we gain a deeper understanding of life's limitations and the temporary nature of its pleasures, which cannot satisfy our deepest spiritual needs. Addressed to the people of ancient Israel, Ecclesiastes was written to guide them in living wisely amid the unpredictability and suffering of the world. In a society that often sought meaning through material success and earthly joys, this text serves as a profound reminder that true wisdom involves grappling with life's uncertainties and recognizing that both prosperity and adversity come from God. It encourages us to seek meaning beyond material pursuits by reflecting on life's ultimate purpose. This message remains highly relevant in today's world. Our culture encourages the pursuit of constant happiness, pleasure, and material wealth, often promoting the belief that fulfillment can be found in possessions or experiences. This mindset is reflected in contemporary expressions of the Pentecostal prosperity gospel, which equates God's favor with material blessings, and in the secular world's pervasive materialism that idolizes success and comfort as the highest goods. But Ecclesiastes reminds us that these pursuits can distract us from seeking what is eternally significant. By focusing solely on what is pleasurable and profitable, we risk neglecting the deeper spiritual realities of life, such as our need for humility, repentance, and trust in God. The preacher's counsel for living well is to accept the world's unpredictability while exercising wisdom. This includes acknowledging that wealth and comfort are not inherently wrong, but must not become the foundation of our security. Instead, we are reminded that both prosperity and hardship are from God's hand. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. This acceptance helps us avoid the pitfalls of placing our hope in material things and teaches us to trust in God's purposes even when life takes unexpected turns. My dear friends, in a world that often encourages us to live as though we can control our destiny or buy our happiness, Ecclesiastes invites us to a different path. It urges us to cultivate a sober awareness of life's impermanence, to seek wisdom in times of sorrow, and to understand that true peace comes not from material abundance, but from trusting in God who governs all seasons of life. As C.S. Lewis once reflected in Perelandra, "How can one wish any of those waves not to reach us which the Lord is rolling towards us?" Life's waves, whether of prosperity or adversity, are sent by God, and our task is to trust the one who sends them, allowing his purpose to unfold through every circumstance. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have I been placing my hope in material possessions or personal achievements for fulfillment, rather than trusting in God's purposes during both prosperous and difficult times? Number two, how can I develop a deeper awareness of life's impermanence, and in what ways might this awareness change the way I approach both joy and sorrow in my daily life? Gracious and sovereign God, we thank you for the wisdom found in your word, which teaches us to see beyond the fleeting joys of this world and to embrace the deeper truths of life. Help us, Lord, to recognize that true peace and fulfillment come not from material abundance, but from trusting in you who holds all things in your hands. When we face prosperity, grant us gratitude. When we encounter adversity, give us the courage to trust in your purposes. Teach us to seek wisdom in every season and guide us to live with humble hearts, aware of the brevity of life, yet confident in your eternal goodness. May we rest in the knowledge that every wave we face comes from you, and may we find strength in your unchanging love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.